In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today the Lord gives us that parable about the mustard seed. And the mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds. In fact, if you ever want to buy a mustard seed, you actually have to buy them in a small pack of about 100. And even then, it just looks so small. So the Lord's telling us, it just takes a little. We just have to open our hearts a little. And then the Holy Spirit gets into our hearts. And we make that small act of faith, small act of obedience, a small act of charity. And then the Holy Spirit begins to work into our hearts. And that mustard seed begins to grow. And it begins to expand. And it becomes mighty. But we have to give that initial yes, that initial step. You know, there are many among us within the Catholic Church who have yet to give that initial yes. Many who have just shown up in order to receive the sacraments, but you have yet to fully understand why we even have sacraments. Perhaps even some of you are here at daily mass, you don't even realize what this Holy Communion is all about, what it is you're supposed to be doing with the grace. Do you understand that by coming to daily mass, you are now held to a higher standard? More is expected of you because God's providence allowed you to be here in order to receive this sacrament, in order to receive even more Holy Communion and more grace. Or are you just still kind of riding the plateau? There are many on the plateau. In fact, I'm surprised we can still get people on the plateau. It's so busy and crowded, right? People have to be willing to get off the plateau and start journeying with the Lord. The entire Christian faith is about that journey. There is no pause. There is no stop. There is no repose in this life. There is no plateau. There is no lukewarm. There is no medium. It is a constant journey, one of constant oblation, imitation of Christ and following him. That means when the unbeliever says, I've given enough, I can stop, the Christian says, I can give more. When the unbeliever says, well, we have to be careful, the vulnerable and the weak, they're going to drag us down, the Christian says, I'll take care of them. When the vulnerable are crying out for help and the unbeliever chooses not to listen, the Christian always responds, at least if he or she is fulfilling their vocation. You see, dear friends, that small little seed, that mustard seed is powerful. It just takes a little, a few steps here and there. But the mustard seed never stops. It just keeps asking and keep growing. And we have to be willing to do that. Today, our prayers are for the Christian family. We have lost the Christian family. We are fighting to hold the remnant of the Christian family. We have our people within our own, people who dare to receive Holy Communion into their souls, who support divorce, contraception, cohabitation, abortion, gay marriage, such an affront to God and to nature. So many of our own. The Christian family is struggling for its identity. It is both under siege from outside and is in a process of implosion on the inside. Grace can fix that. Grace can make the Christian family strong again if the Christian family is willing to take the mustard seed. If the person whose heart has been so compromised by the world today is willing to take the mustard seed, the graces of conversion are possible. Because I myself am sometimes confused, dear friends. And you are the ones out in the midst of the world. At least you're supposed to be the ones out in the midst of the world, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I'm uncertain. How did this happen? I am fulfilling my vocation. Are you fulfilling yours? For it is to you, the baptized, that this world has been entrusted. Tell me, dear friends, how did you permit legalized abortion? How did you permit legalized gay marriage? Why are your young cohabitating as if they are married and playing? Why are they playing house? Why is it that the young among us think that contraception is acceptable? Why is it that now we have children born in laboratories by in vitro fertilization rather than by natural means? And people will justify it as if a child is a right, something that they are demanded or expected to have, rather than a gift. Have we truly lost that much? Dear friends, you who are called to be in the midst of the world, what have you done? Have you cared for fallen humanity? Or have you allowed yourself to be so compromised the mustard seed to be so abandoned that you now look as if you are the unbeliever. And it's only the sacramental mark on your soul that would indicate to anyone that you are in fact a believer. So let's change that. Let's fan into flame the grace of God. Welcome the mustard seeds. Begin to allow grace to work in your hearts. Speak. Find your tongue and your backbone. Understand that that mission field has been entrusted to you. To you. I preach the gospel boldly and without compromise. I provide you with the graces of the sacraments in order for you to do this. I encourage you in your discipleship and provide you with the means to do so. So how is it the house is so broken? How is it that humanity's fallenness has become the norm? What have you done, dearly the baptized? You are dear to God. You have been baptized in Him. You are members of His family. What is happening? What has happened? Who shamed you into silence? Who made you embarrassed about the Lord Jesus Christ? Who taught you that compromise was an option when it came to Christian discipleship? What dark force, what whispered lies have taken the place of the mustard seed in your heart? Today we are invited to conversion. Do you realize, dear friends, what has been entrusted to us? The very health of the human family, to each of us, specifically to you, the baptized, called in the midst of the world to proclaim the gospel. As we celebrate this Eucharist, pray for our Christian families. You know, it's interesting, you can have one family or five families in a parish who do so much, and we have 800 plus families who do so little, and everyone seems okay with that. We have a few faithful families, the Anoim, the remnant, who do so much for God's kingdom, while the vast majority wage war against it with their compromise and their fallen hearts. Their unwillingness to allow the mustard seed to take root in their heart and to grow. Today, let's repent. Whatever sins we may have, whatever faults we may not have spoken against, and ask that the Lord place that mustard seed in our hearts, that we might make a difference. Go out and begin to share the kingdom of God, to share the gospel without compromise, with boldness and love, but to speak, to find our tongues and our backbones.